Welcome back to Podcast of the Universe for Masters of the Universe. Thank you to our sponsor today, the Great Jamaican Ginger Beer Company and their spicy ginger beer. I really enjoy spicy food. Is it too spicy? No, but for a ginger beer, it is definitely spicy. Wonderful marketing here on the label. They have a dapper looking fellow. He has neck tattoos, a great mustache, and an eye patch. So are you not going to buy that when you see it? But definitely don't think twice about it. It's pretty tasty. So thank you to them, our new sponsor for today. Follow the show on Twitter at POTU4MOTU, and that's the number 4. Today's episode, Season 1, Episode 10, A Friend in Need. Skeletor and the rest of the gang have a break this week. Not this week, today, this episode. And we have a new villain. He's on his own, and he's pulling a Mrs. Doubtfire. And his name is Jarvan, and he is fresh out of the prison mine. So let's see what he's up to in our recap. All right, on with the episode. A Friend in Need, episode 10 of season 1. Opening shot, we have the arrival of an inventor and his daughter. The daughter's name is Alina. And they're visiting Eternia, and they're taking their air car, which is basically a UFO. So they arrive, and he has an invention to show the king and man-at-arms. So while they're doing that, Alina and Teela go riding these boring metal horses, and Orko shows up and says that the sorcerer Jarvan has escaped the prison mine. He may be seeking revenge on King Randor and He-Man for imprisoning him many years ago. We see Jarvan arriving in an area where there are geysers, and he talks out loud about his plan for revenge. Then we have Teela and Alina arriving on their metal horses in the same area. He doesn't want to be seen, so he activates the geysers. The horses get a little spooked. They're not real horses, they're robot horses, but they spook just like real horses, which seems like a design flaw. Alina freezes up, she's afraid, and doesn't leave the area, so Teela doubles back. There's gas coming out of the geysers, and Teela's on the ground, she has succumbed to the gas, and Prince Adam is checking in on their communicator, and Alina says that Teela's down. And so the robot horses are gone, and they're all alone. So Prince Adam turns into He-Man. He arrives very quickly. He throws boulders on the geysers. Alina says if she was strong like Teela, this wouldn't have happened. And Jarvan, the grade A creep, sees He-Man and says he will follow him, and he and King Randor will pay. Jarvan, most of the episode, is either cowering or hiding behind something or in disguise. We see Alina in the courtyard, and she's muttering to herself that her father can make anything. Why can't he make her big and strong? Jarvan is creeping, of course. He overhears this and says that he will help her, and transforms right in the open. He transforms into an old creepy lady who pretends to be concerned for her, and basically says that the old woman, Jarvan, says, what's wrong? Alina says she's weak and caused her friend to be hurt. So the old woman presents her a vial of potion, and the old woman gives her a ring and says, if you ever need me, summon me with this. And he gives her a special spell, and we'll cover the clever spell in the recap. I'm sorry, not in the recap, but in the bio of Jarvan. So the old woman disappears, leaves the ring, and Teela comes out, says she's okay now. And Alina's all jacked up on this potion and she's doing backflips off stuff. So we're getting a demonstration from Man-at-Arms of the inventor's latest invention. And it is a transmutator, which can make a plant, for example, into gold and then back again. Now, Alina's now wearing the ring the Jarvan gave her, so he's basically watching this on camera through the ring, and he needs to get that transmutator. So, Alina starts coming down off of the potion, but the potion is drugs, and she's irritable and tired, and basically dope sick. She needs a fix, so she summons Jarvan in his Mrs. Doubtfire routine. So the old woman comes through, gives her the potion, and meanwhile, Prince Adam and Teela are worried about their friend. Then they find her in the courtyard, and she's speaking very quickly after taking the potion and wants to joyride in her father's UFO air car. Prince Adam agrees to go with her for a ride, and she doesn't know how to drive it. So she's out there riding dirty, loses control, and Prince Adam is flipped out. It was pretty neat. He-Man transformed while falling through the sky, but it didn't really show it. It was a neat idea, but I think that they could have shown that more as he was falling. So He-Man lands on the ground, and then he catches the air car before Lena can crash, and he chastises her for being reckless. Alina then feels bad and wants to feel good, so she summons her plug, and Jarvan arrives, and he won't give her the potion. The first two were free, and this one's going to cost her the transmutator. She doesn't want to steal from her father, but she needs to feed the dragon, so figures she'll give the transmutator and get the potion, and then she'll be strong enough to take it back. So she goes in the locked area, uses voice activation to gain access to the room where the transmutator is, and Orko uses his magic to help her because he doesn't know what she's up to, because she's lied to him. So Jarvan arrives, refuses to give the potion, and reveals himself, and then disappears with the machine. Alina collapses, and Alina's father shows up because something's wrong with her, and I recognize that his voice is the same as the wizard Zargoz's voice. So he announces that the machine is missing. And Alina comes clean on what had happened. So then Jarvan appears with the machine, shoots at He-Man. He-Man does the roll that Skeletor frequently does, and I've seen He-Man do this a few times now, so that seems to be a go-to move for people on Eternia. Just roll out of somersault out of danger. So he fails with the ice, and then he comes with the fire. But nothing really works until he blinds He-Man. Once he blinds He-Man, he turns those rock hard abs into just hard rock, and He-Man is stuck in the ground. So then Jarvan begins to miniaturize the palace with the transmutator. He-Man eventually breaks out. Then he rolls into the palace before it shrinks entirely, and he holds the walls open, and it's. Eventually, the machine explodes because he holds the walls off from closing in, so that overpowers the transmutator and it explodes, and Jarvan disappears. Alina mentions the ring that's able to summon him, so Man-at-Arms amplifies the ring, and she does the spell, and Jarvan appears, and he has some weak magic, and Alina eventually slows him down, and He-Man captures Jarvan, who's going to the prison mines again. He threatens return, but he never does return, and this is his only appearance, it seems, ever. And I think we know today's lesson. The lesson was don't do drugs unless it's from a doctor, basically. And that was it for the show. was a very entertaining show, and it was a nice change of pace with the new villain. So that was fun. All right, that'll wrap up our episode wrap up. All right, so let's get on and we will look into Jarvan's bio. All right, Jarvan bio. Special abilities, sorcery. First and only appearance in 1983, the animated series that we just watched. And I really don't need to recap that again as I just recap the episode. The trivia for Jarvan is the incantation to summon him with his ring was M Ot Imok, which is come to me spelled backwards. And that is all of the information I can find on Jarvan. So, brief bio on him. I forgot to mention, he's very oddly proportionally built. He's skinny but has a stomach, so it's like skinny fat. So, in that way, I do sympathize with that character. But that's it for the recap. And now to award the Trophy of the Universe for Podcast of the Universe for Masters of the Universe. The trophy today goes to the warden of the prison mines. Now, certainly we all make mistakes, and Jarvan escaped under the warden's watch, but he had a second chance when he was sent back to the prison mine, and he made the most out of his second chance, and Jarvan didn't get out again, so. Good job to the warden. I don't know the warden's name or what they look like or how to get the award to them, but take pride in the job that you do in keeping Jarvan locked up. Now, of course, there could have been a prison riot. Jarvan could have been shivved, or maybe depressed in his cell, he gave up. But I'd like to think that it's the warden doing a good job and Jarvan is miserable in a cold, damp cell. So, good job to the warden. Congratulations. So, that's it for the Trophy of the Universe, and now we can close out the show. Wasn't that a good episode? Not this one. Not the one you're listening to, but the actual cartoon. I found it entertaining. In the mid-80s, this message would have gone right over my head. I really didn't know what drugs were. But I found that they, for 1983, I found that they handled this pretty well. And certain parts of it are certainly funny now. But I think that it was fairly effective. Sometimes the messages are a little corny, but also that's the passage of time in hindsight. But I think that this episode was way more effective than a show like Saved by the Bell. So, Saved by the Bell, Jesse Spano got addicted to caffeine pills. So caffeine pills are pretty weak compared to, a vial of potion that the wizard was giving her. And also it was really cheesy when Jesse Spano was kept saying, "I'm so excited, I'm so excited," and then relented and said, "I'm so scared," and broke down. I remember when that episode was on, and I thought how cheesy that was and how funny it was. So I think that this episode did pretty well with their drug awareness than other shows of its time and that came later. That'll do it for today's episode. Again, thanks to our sponsors, the Great Jamaican Ginger Beer Company. Great people over there, great marketing, and great flavor. So, I have one more episode this week, and I believe it will be back on Monday. I'll probably have fewer episodes this coming week. So, starting the week of the 2nd, there will be fewer episodes, but I will get them in when I can. And the week after, I should be able to pump more episodes out. Still enjoying the process. I look forward to watching the show, taking notes, and then trying to work on creating something that's listenable. So that is it for me. I don't have anything else. Debating on adding additional segments, maybe something like what would He-Man do, or Skeletor, or whatever, for different scenarios. So maybe we can solve the world's problems through the eyes of a cartoon from 1983. So that will do it. I hope everyone has a great day, a great weekend, and enjoy the long weekend. And if you're out there this long weekend, you're having a good time, and a creepy old lady shows up and offers you a vial and promises it will do fantastic things, run away. That person is a sorceress and or sorcerer, and nothing good can come from that. So be careful out there. So we'll be back tomorrow, and you have the power.